Hello there. This is Ray Higdon, author of Vibrational Money Immersion, Think and Grow Rich for Network Marketers. And today is yet another free coaching Friday. Yay. Woo. All right, cool. So what we do every couple of weeks, I don't do it every Friday just because a lot of times we're traveling. But every couple of weeks, we'll do a free coaching Friday where I ask on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Ray Higdon page. I ask questions. And today's question was, what is your most burning question that I may be able to help with in regards to building your home business? So we have, we have eight questions. Some of them are multi-part. Eight questions we're going to answer in this audio. I hope you enjoy it. Feel free to share it. Feel free to listen. If you are at all an awesome person, you will comment on this blog post and tell me, you know, if you got value or if you think I'm terrible or if you hate me or love me or whatever. And share this around. Share it on Facebook. We would simply appreciate this free coaching audio to go around to help as many people as possible. So we appreciate you. So let's get started. All right. Number one, how do you stay organized and on top of everything once your business gets going and you have a team? Like so many questions out there, this is really your daily routine. My daily routine trumps all. And, you know, the best way that I can put it is I heard the Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith talk about meditation. And he says that most people, they try to fit meditation in, and because they're too busy, they just don't do it. Well, when you have a solid routine that you are embracing for your success, you do the routine and the rest of your day fits in. Okay, that's just how it is, just like meditation, okay, just like meditation. Pretty soon when you get used to meditating, you do the meditation and the rest of the day is going to happen anyway. So come up with a good routine. You can find some routines if you Google Ray Higdon routine. That will help you out. But yeah, once you have a team, here's another thing. A lot of times when I'm personally as the number one top earner in my company, a lot of times people will assume, oh, he doesn't have time to coach me. Well, here's what they don't understand. As you coach people and they start to build their own teams, the original person who coached them spends less time with them, actually. It's not needed. They're spending more time with their team. And so that's something that's very powerful. And that's why you want to create leaders, not just followers. Isn't that a grand idea? All right. So number two, hope that helped. How do you stay motivated when you're not getting the right answers yet? You just know you can't give up. Man, is this Michael Beckwith day or what? Michael Beckwith says, pain pushes you, but a vision pulls you. Okay? How do you stay motivated? You keep that vision of who you want to be. Who is it that you want to be on this planet? What do you want to represent? What traits do you want to have and be known for? It is that vision of the future self that will pull you to keep going through the muck and mire, to keep going through Suckville, to keep getting rejection, but you keep going. Look at any success story. I mean, you know, J.K. Rowling and Oprah Winfrey. There's just so many of them, right? All of them had a vision that pulled them of who they wanted to be, of what they wanted to represent, so they were pulled. Okay, so create that vision. If you don't have it, spend some time. I would suggest, let's see, anything by Brendan Burchard is fantastic. Anything by Tony Robbins is fantastic for this kind of topic matter. What would one do to get phone numbers for cold calling, or is it really worth it for the amount of time you spend doing it versus other ways of talking to people you might run into while out or downline friends? Or how would one go about putting an ad online? A few questions there. Is, you know, do I know people that built their entire business from cold calling? Yes, I do. Is it my method? No, it's not. I'm not a big deal. I'm not a big, you know, personal. I don't personally cold call. Okay, that's not me. Does that mean it's wrong? Of course not. There's a couple suggestions I would have for cold calling. If you suck at the phone, if you're absolutely terrible, I'd cold call because that's embracing your fear and getting past it, and you'll get better. Same way I got over my fear of public speaking, okay? Now, I was terrified of public speaking. So what did I do? I joined Toastmasters. I joined college. I enrolled in college mainly to get better at speaking and to get past that fear. And there were days, I mean, I would go 3 days without sleeping, but I embraced it. And now I enjoy teaching. I enjoy getting in front of audiences and doing my public speaking deal. So get over the fear. Okay. If you're already good at talking to people, you're probably not asking this question. But if you are, then there may be other methods. It's just up to you. You know, there is no one, this is the exact method that every person on planet Earth should use. It's just up to you. Okay. It is a numbers game, but always look to get better. And then your second question of how would one go about putting an ad online? That's too broad of a question, really. There's lots of places to put ads online. I don't know if you mean Facebook. I don't know. I don't know what kind of ad you're talking about. Craigslist ads. You know, too broad of a question. All right. Next one. What is the fastest way to generate leads of people interested in talking to you about your specific opportunity? You know, it's interesting, and I happen to know what opportunity you're talking about. It depends. Because there's a lot of factors in there that people don't think, okay? Number one, how are you tracking? Number one, what's the lifetime value of your customer? What is the cost per acquisition of your customer? When you start talking paying ads, unless you're just doing it like, you know what, I'm going to throw $100 here and whatever happens, happens, okay? Which is not the way to scale. Unless you're doing that, I really push people to do free stuff first. All right. So, I mean, that's just my suggestion. You know, I look at my wife. She's a perfect example. She built a $10,000 a month income in network marketing just by prospecting people on Facebook, people she did not know, okay, for free. She didn't spend a dime. $10,000 a month. That's not bad. So, I mean, my suggestion is, you know, if you could focus on more free ways, I personally think that would better. Now, that being said, I have some of my online marketing friends that would say, oh, Ray, you're nuts. You know, of course you should do that. And I would suggest maybe chatting with them. I'm not known as the paid media guru. I just haven't done a ton of that. To me, from what I have done, Facebook PPC is the easiest. So you might want to look into that. The guru at that is Michelle Pesco-Solito. She's the bomb, diggity bomb. And, you know, check her out. Number five, where's the best place to receive capital to start a business if banks won't help? Any investors out there? Well, usually the person asking this question, not always, certainly not always, but a lot of times when someone asks, hey, where'd I get money? I want more money, right? They're asking that question. They don't know what they would do with it if they got it. And so I ask them, what'd you do with it? And, you know, and a lot of times they're like, well, I don't know. I'd start my business. What specifically would you do with it? See, if you don't know specifically that I would invest $17,000 into this, which will produce a return of this, which will give them blah, 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 to do, okay? So where can you really get help answering this question? You want my suggestion? Two suggestions. Number one, watch Shark Tank. You're going to learn what it takes to actually get money from real investors. They will tell you. They're going to ask you, what are your previous sales? What is your schedule? How much time are you putting into it? They're going to tell you how to get investors, okay? I've watched 4 full seasons of Shark Tank, learned a ton, and it really helped me, okay? I'm not currently seeking capital, but if I were, I would know how to draw out a plan. You need to have a plan that is all about them, not you, not why you need it, not because you got one left eye closed and you're born poor, right? Not why you need it, but why they should, why it's a good opportunity for them. My suggestion, watch Shark Tank, or I think in the UK and over in that direction, you also have Dragon's Den. You could watch that too. Number 6, sir, what should we say when a prospect says, I will ask my family? I say, absolutely. You should ask every single member of your family that is hugely successful. That would make a lot of sense. But to be honest, if you're skeptical about this, you're not sure, just tell me now. It's okay. And by the way, I spend so much time training you and mentoring you. I would rather you be sure this is a fit for you than just join willy-nilly. That's really how I answer. It's pretty cool, right? Okay, cool. Number 7. So I've endeavored. This is a long one. Okay, so she's really getting her money's worth. Free coaching Friday. She's taking full advantage. Awesome. I love you. I'm just kidding. So I've endeavored this 30-day video concept and began pumping a few out. Made my website, tricked out enough to not be embarrassed by sharing it, and I'm working to put stuff out there. Two questions. One, how the hell do I get people to start checking it out? I know it's brand new, but with no clicks from my Facebook community, sharing on both my personal and biz page is also fairly new and growing slowly. I'm not sure whether to keep plugging away at it or market in a different way to generate traffic. What are my thoughts? And number two, let me just read them both here. And two, I have a few different interests I'd like to cover in my 30-day videos, not focus solely on business, for instance. I have a really great info to share about raising ADHD kids by using holistic supplements and other safe methods, not meds. It's a big part of my life, and I want to get that info into the world. Also, some other non-biz related topics, but relevant to me and my brand. Okay, since I'm not saying your name and you put this out there, hopefully you're open to coaching. What this is I want to talk all about me and my interests and have other people join in the fun. That usually doesn't work, okay? Why should they check it out? Who are you targeting? Who is interested? What problems are you solving? Okay? No one checking it out, it means you're not speaking to them. It means you're not solving their problems. It means it's you don't know what their problems are. Okay? It could be headlines, could be the copy, whatever. If it's, hey, join me on my 30-day video, here's number one. Well, what the hell is that about? I have no idea what's in there. Why should I go look at it? Instead, be very purposeful. Be very specific on exactly who should come check you out. A great book for this, and it kind of answers both questions here, Dan Kennedy's Ultimate Sales Letter. And I know that may sound strange, but in Ultimate Sales Letter, the number one step for a marketer is define your perfect prospect, define your avatar. Then what do they want? What can you solve? How can you help them out? You know, if I just talked about all the stuff that I'm interested in, like, stand-up paddleboarding, and I'm not really that interested in it. I just made that up. Underwater basket weaving and how pretty Jessica is. Well, I don't know that I'd have a ton of followers. But because on a daily basis, I try to solve the problems of my specific niche, which is network marketing. That's why people keep coming back. That's why people share this, this stuff around. That's why people comment on my blog, because I'm speaking for them to solve their problems. Not talking about how I really love, puzzles of Malteses and Havaneses, because that's the two dogs that I have, right? It is about them. Learn to focus on your audience and solving their problems, and they're going to come to you in droves. Okay? Last question. Where is a place to advertise your website that is real advertising? Well, I mean, all advertising is real advertising. I'm not sure exactly what you mean there. But a heads up on how vague this question is. You want to know, how are you going to track conversions? How are you going to test and track? How are you going to scale up? What's your cost per acquisition? What's your lifetime value of a customer? You're going to want to know all kinds of things. So the generality of this question, I'm going to suggest that you may need to do a little bit more homework, or that you need to focus on free stuff. And I've had people build their business from Craigslist. I've had people build their business from Facebook ads. I've had people build their business with bandit signs, outside, those little corrugated signs. And so, place to advertise your website's real advertising, pretty vague question, but with a little bit of help, you can start to realize that maybe it's not traffic that you need, maybe it's tracking. Instead of traffic, maybe it's tracking, so that you can learn what advertising works best for whatever it is that you're promoting. So that was it. That was the questions. I hope you got value out of this. Feel free to share it around. We are excited. We just finished up an amazing video shoot in San Diego, an amazing photo shoot, mastermind sessions, and we are gunned up, fired up, and we're going to crush this thing. Hey, congrats to my team. You guys have really been killing it lately. Congratulations. So excited to be working with you guys, and I will talk to you guys soon. This has been Free Coaching Friday with Ray Higdon. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.